Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby,
it's time to thrive.
What is going on, Time to Thrive fam? We are back with another episode, and it is a Jared and Jordan special, bringing in the heat and putting down the hot seat for this week.
I cannot wait to dive into this topic. And honestly, I think it was kind of inspired by a Peloton ride that I did and then a conversation that Jared and I had around hard not equaling bad.
And it's such a good topic because there are so many hard things that need to be done in your life. And that does not mean you're doing anything bad. And we're here to tell you the reasons as to why you should start accepting hard a lot more in your life. And no, this isn't a January special where we're talking about 75 hard. We're talking about actual hard things in your life.
So you might, you know, be, I just feel like on social media and just in day to day, there's kind of been this trend of, you know, ease and flow and feminine business leadership and all this kind of stuff. And like, that's fine. I am totally down for all of that. However, that doesn't mean that there's some areas of your life that have to be uncomfortable or that have to be hard. And that doesn't mean that things that are uncomfortable or challenging or hard or out of your comfort zone or whatnot are bad and that you shouldn't be doing them and that you're doing something wrong and that you have to change things. Like, that does not have a correlation. And we just really want to break that down for you because this is a time where a lot of people are creating their vision boards and thinking of where they want to be in a year and like setting all these amazing goals. And we love that. Like, mm-hmm. We are totally down for that. But
I'm all for manifesting and like doing like vision casting and figuring out where you want to be and all of that kind of stuff. But the thing that I have an issue with is these quote unquote people online and gurus online that talk about the flowy feminine flow and all these other whippity doodah day topics. But the thing that irritates me the most is that they put in years of hard work to get their business to where it is so they can now live in a flowy feeling.
There's a huge gap with talking about flow and ease and whatnot, but also bringing in the realistic truth that to get to those places takes a lot of work. And that's not a bad thing.
No.
We all have to work in some way, shape, or form. You can make that a very pleasure-filled experience. And just because I would say most of the listeners, women typically are more pleasure-focused, whereas men are more process-focused. Men, a lot of the time, their brains, they like the nitty-gritty. They like going through the different steps. They like action. They like seeing that progress. Whereas women, we really have to be like kind of driven by like the pleasure aspect of it. Okay, what's the end result? What are we getting to? That's what will drive us through the process. Whereas men, it kind of can sometimes be a bit different. So whether you're a man listening or a woman listening, keep that in mind as we kind of go through this, as we go through this podcast.
Yeah.
So envision your vision board. It's at the time of recording, we're 5 days into January. Most people have thought about their goals. Most people have thought about where they want to be. I know we have both kind of created ours. We've gone through different vision board processes. I have my new one updated on my desktop and my phone background and all these things. But have you gone through and like actually created action steps to get from where you are to where you want to be? And this was something that we got really intentional with last year in just almost every single aspect of our life.
And that's the biggest thing, right? It's like, if I wanted to, like, we live in Kelowna, and if I wanted to drive to Vancouver and it was my first time ever driving there, like, I'm not just gonna jump in the car and be like, well, time to go, I'm gonna get there. Like, you plug into your GPS, you say, hey Siri, get me to Vancouver, and she gives you action steps to get there. There's no difference in your business. There's no difference in your life. You can say that you want to make $1 million. How? You can say that you want, I don't know, anything.
To be able to buy a house. How? To get a six pack. To whatever. Okay, that's great. But what are your action steps?
And until you write down the steps that are going to get there, you're going to be spinning your tires and not really understanding the process is to get there.
Yeah.
So when you really look at your life as like a GPS map, it gives you step-by-step directions to get to the destination that you want to get to. We can dream about the destination, but we need to be able to implement and act on how to get there.
So I heard this GPS, and if you guys know me, you know that I love Monica Yates. She's an influencer, coach, whatever. And in one of her podcasts, I'm just going to give her props for this analogy. We've used the GPS analogy a lot, but she took it one step further, and I'm just going to kind of walk you through it. So you are in your car, okay? You're the driver. And I love a car analogy because really you are in control of that vehicle wherever you are going. So wherever you're going, let's say we're driving from Kelowna to Texas, okay? You plug in your directions into Google Maps. Now, that's the same as you starting to your goals, starting your business, starting your health journey, whatever it may be. You got in the car, maybe you had your onboarding call, you're meeting with your personal trainer or whatnot. So you got the tools and the starting steps. Now, are you putting your foot on the gas or are you just sitting in idle? Okay, that's step number one. Like, you have to be that person. You can have all the tools, all the directions, all the maps, all the preparation. Your whole trunk could be filled with supplies, but are you literally putting your foot on the gas pedal to move it in motion? That's check number one. So are you listening to the GPS? Okay, are you taking advice? Are you being coachable from your mentors? People, are you, you know, looking at people where you want to be and taking their input? Are you getting in the rooms with them? Are you doing that sort of stuff? Are you on the team calls? Or are you just choosing to be uncoachable and just taking your own route? Because you can take the scenic route. You can absolutely create a detour for yourself. You might get stuck in traffic. You might get lost. You might run out of gas. You'll probably eventually get to where you want to go, but it's just going to take a lot longer with a lot more distractions and disruptions. Okay, so let's say you're not doing that and you're actually listening to the GPS, which is great. You're coachable, you're consistent, you're doing the things. Now envision, like, we love car karaoke. You know, when you're like jamming out, you've got a sweet song on, you're going for it. Someone pulls up to you at the stoplight when you are mid carpool karaoke session. Okay, you're singing, you're like dancing, all the things, and they give you a weird look, clearly laughing at you and wondering why you're having so much fun in your car. But you have to remember, they can't hear the music. They don't know where you're going. They don't know the directions that you have listed out for you. They have no idea that envision that you're like literally driving to this dream beach house that you've been working for, and you are going there for an epic weekend with your girlfriends. They have no idea about that. Okay? So are you letting that look, are you letting that stop you? Are you creating assumptions in your mind of what you think that they're thinking and letting that derail you? Are you stopping your car because of it? Or do you realize that they have absolutely zero idea of the vibes that are going on in your car, that you have a banger of a playlist on, that you're heading to an epic weekend, and they're just simply in their own world with no awareness? That's the same as you letting other people stop you in your business or your goals, your health goals, your whatever. I always like to think, and Jared can kind of expand on this too, but we always talk about, like, would you trade lives with that person? Would you take their advice? If you wouldn't take their advice, why are you taking their criticism?
And it's such an important part. Like, would you trade lives with the person that's either A, making fun of you, or B, trying to derail your route? And 99.9% of the time, the answer is no. Because one, misery loves company. And two, the only reason that they are doing that is because it's something that makes them feel uncomfortable because of the fact that they probably wouldn't be willing to do it themselves, okay? And when we look at the grand scheme of getting made fun of or getting pushed down, you have to say, well, at the end of the day, this is my goal, this is my vision, this is my dream, and I'm willing to do anything to get to where I want to go and to get to where I want to be, which is that final destination. And when you allow someone to derail you, you're giving them that power that realistically they do not deserve. And you deserve a lot better than being able to take your foot off of the gas pedal because of someone else's thoughts or presumed assumptions about what you're doing.
Most people don't believe in themselves enough to go after their dreams. So why are you letting them hold you back from yours? Hi, friends. Quick question for you. Does your life ever feel like a chaotic mix of sticky notes, half-finished planners, and big goals that just end up sitting there? Because honestly, same here until I found the InCharge app. I just recently joined a high-level coaching program for 2025, and one of the tasks was to find a habit tracker that I could keep throughout the year to keep me on track with my basic green drink, my outdoor walks, my meditations, and all the other things that I need to just show up for myself daily. And I stumbled across this app and have been loving it. Honestly, it's like an ultimate life organization tool. It's got everything: a habit tracker to keep you consistent, a space for your goals and manifestations, your affirmations, your own vision board, and even your daily schedule. Yep, all in one app, and it is so aesthetically pleasing. It is perfect. What I love most about it is how it brings everything together. I can track my habits, map out my dreams, stay on top of my schedule, and all update it from one place without losing a bunch of little papers. We all know that feeling. It is like having a personal assistant and life coach right on my phone. So if you are ready to ditch the chaos and you actually want to take control of your life and have everything in one spot, download InCharge today. You can scroll down, click our link, and anybody that does click that link and grabs the InCharge app, we will send over our vision board planning ebook so that you can step through some really epic steps to really cast your vision for your 2025, add those to your InCharge app, and really create that vision board and life of your dreams. So go click the link, shoot us a message on Instagram, and we would absolutely love to see what you are creating. Like, if you think of people that, you know, gawk at you for maybe wanting to make healthier choices, not wanting to go out and drink and party all the time, maybe you want to just have a night in and watch a movie and, you know, have a soda. Like, that can be uncomfortable for some people because that's change. That's getting them out of their daily routine of, like Jared said, misery loves company. So just because something is challenging, it's out of your comfort zone, it's unknown to you, it doesn't mean it's hard. It doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that it's different. And that's not a bad thing, because if you want different, what you're not changing in your life, you're choosing.
Yeah, and you can choose to have a life where you do the same thing over and over for many, many years, and you continue to go by the status quo, or you can decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to make a different life for myself, one that I'm going to be really, really proud of in 5 years. And there's going to be people along the way that see that as borderline like a threatening thing, because mm-hmm. you are trying to up-level your life in a way that they wouldn't even dream of.
And I'm going to go off topic of our notes a little bit. So I might throw Jared for a wild one here. Stay tuned. But I think we've been through a lot of these seasons ourselves in our own business. And we've definitely had challenging conversations. We've had challenging interactions. We've had periods where things have felt really hard. We've had to ebb and flow through a lot personally, with our business, with our health, with a lot of different aspects of our life. But I think if we looked back, well, I know, I don't think, if we looked back at 2021 us, we'd be really freaking happy that we listened to the GPS, that we kept going, that we kept our foot on the gas pedal.
If I could tell 2021 Jared that this is where we're going to be 4 years later,
you would not care one bit, not that you really did, of what went on in group chats and this and that and the hard times and the quote-unquote sacrifices and all of this. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's not even like the detriment of like that aspect. It's like there is a time commitment to growing something at an exponential pace. And sure, did we decide to sacrifice a little bit in the time when we were growing at a massive clip? Yes. Would I change that for the world? Absolutely not. I would do it all over again. Mm-hmm. I would do it all over again if this is the life that I was looking at even 4 years from now. I would do it all over again.
Yeah. And there is going to be sacrifices. You know? Totally. Last night was Saturday. We were both on coaching calls on our Saturday. We were both, you know, in there. But then there's also aspects of our life now where we literally have to pinch ourselves and be like, wow, this is amazing. Yeah. You know?
But that goes into it. It's like any entrepreneur, no matter how much they talk about business fluidity or like feminine flow and how to realistically just like dip and dabble through their life, it's not all about the flow. Like, there have been massive seasons in every single entrepreneur's life that require work. There are going to be times where there's a lot of work. There's going to be times when there's a little bit less work. Regardless of that, you need to be able to understand that if you want to get to your final destination, it's going to require you to stick your foot on the gas pedal and give it a couple good pumps.
So one of the kind of tangible takeaways for this, and one thing that we have used many times, is to kind of find the pleasure in your work. And one area that I find that helps me is just changing up my environment. There are times when I need to do computer work. I need to be on my laptop. I need to be in there. I need to like get into the productivity and workflow. I find changing my environment is huge for that. So whether that be going to a coffee shop, when I go to a coffee shop, it's like I'm in a vortex. I can get in 2 hours of work done in 2 hours of work what I could have gotten in 8 hours of work done at home. Whether that be putting a playlist on, maybe you get dressed up a bit. Maybe you're not in your sweatpants, but you go put on like a proper outfit, you do your hair, you do your makeup, and you get into that flow. Maybe it's you like putting on your glasses. That's what gets you into the mode. Maybe it's lighting a candle, making your favorite drink, like change up your environment. Maybe it's going outside and just being really grateful that when you're in a push season, like when we were going in for our promotion to the top 1% of our company, we would change up our environment all the time.
Yep.
The last 4 days of the month before we had to close because it was a sales-based target, we literally called our girlfriend, who's also our mentor in our business, and we were like, we need to get out of our apartment. We have been working here so much. Like, we are coming to stay at your place, whether you like it or not, because we just need a different environment. Yeah.
And you need to be able to change that up so that you can like get into a new flow. Because if you stay in the same spot and like you feel almost like, okay, I've been here for 3 days, you can't get any new clarity on like the aspect of where you want to go to,
mm-hmm.
right? And mm-hmm. being able to understand that like there's going to be parts that you dislike. There's going to be parts that you like. Jord, like what's the thing that you dislike the most in your job?
Dealing with cranky patients,
yep.
which is just a part of my job, doing chart notes, all that kind of stuff. Like there's aspects of every job that people don't like, but do I have a choice of if I do chart notes or not? No, they're literally legal documents. Totally. So I have to sit down and do them.
And like when I was in my corporate job, like I honestly, there was a lot that was just like annoying, like really freaking annoying, from people's complaints to issues at the end of the month when you're trying to like bring everything together and there's like one number off and you're like, time to go get the needle in the haystack and search through freaking 20,000 entries to try and find one little error. That's mm-hmm. annoying. And I absolutely hated it. But at the end of the day, that is your job.
Yeah. So don't think, you know, entrepreneurship is hard. If you are wanting to start your business, there are a lot. And honestly, they outweigh, the hard things are outweighed so heavily by the positives. But there are always going to be those hard seasons. There is going to be that work. There are going to be aspects that you might not love. But that's the reality of every job, okay? And we can't wish for this perfect unicorn opportunity, right? It just does not exist. But if you're wanting a life of making more money, whether that be $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, or whatever, like you're going to have to work for it, okay? You're going to have to put some dedication, some time, some commitment. That's a lot of income, okay? If you're wanting to earn up even more than that, like you're gonna have to look back and do the work. So what do you want that work to look and feel like? What do you want the ability, you know, do you want the ability to be able to shift up your environment? Do you want the ability to be able to go outside and do some work or light a candle or do it at the times when you want to do it while you're on vacation, all these things? Like that was a question that we asked ourselves and we said, yes, like we want a flexible life schedule. We want to be able to choose when we want to put in the work in terms of, okay, does that make more sense in the morning? Do we have family plans at night? We can shift that up instead of a corporate setting deciding that for us.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like I can set up my calendar where it's like, for instance, tomorrow, like I have a jam-packed calendar before we head on vacation, but it's like I chose the hours that people could book in with so that I could do all of the things that need to get done, because I am one of those guys that don't pack until we leave, and then that's tomorrow, so I gotta go pack. But it's just like, that's something that you are allowing yourself to do and schedule for yourself. So at the end of the day, what you need to think about is choosing your hard. Everything is going to come with an aspect of hard, and you need to be able to choose it. Dive into it and really say, you know what? This is quote unquote hard, but the benefits are going to outweigh the difficulties.
Totally. So use that analogy of the car. When you step into your car, whatever type of car you have, like, that is your manifestation tool. That is what you're thinking of. And if you've had ups and downs in your business, like, you are putting that GPS on, you are cranking that playlist, you are jamming out to carpool karaoke, you are listening, you are being coachable, you are doing the things, you're staying consistent on that path, and you are not worrying about any looks that come at you at that stoplight, because they don't matter. They don't know where you're going. They don't know your vibes. They don't know your experience. They have no idea the sexy beach house that you are driving to that has a bottle of champagne waiting for you. That sounds glorious. You just got to do the things, okay? So if this episode hit for you, make sure that you screenshot it, share it on your socials, tag us in it. We love that. We love seeing who's all listening and who's getting inspired. And we just can't wait to see you all accomplish all your goals this year. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.